Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We hope you're all having a great month of May so far.
May already, that's so crazy, time is flying.
And it's your birthday month.
Yeah. And today we, of course, will bring you another case.
Today we will talk about Henny Scott, a 14-year-old Native American girl who went missing and was found dead 2 weeks later.
Pero en este caso nos demuestran que en realidad las autoridades escogen cuáles casos they will prioritize.
We will talk about sensitive topics y queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas. All right, let's jump in.
Hoy vamos a hablar de Henny Scott. Ella era nativa americana y solo tenía 14 años.
Henny was a freshman at Lame Deer High School in Montana, and she lived in the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. Su mamá, Paula Castro, la describe como una niña llena de motivación y ambición.
Paula said that Henny always had the dream of becoming a doctor in the future. It is truly heartbreaking to hear how she wasn't able to, like, live out her dreams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so sad. Like, we cover these cases, but these are people who had goals and aspirations and, you know, like...
They're real people. Yeah, like, real she was people. Only 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. And so, on December 7th of 2018, Henny le habló a su mamá, Paula, asking for permission to go to a basketball tournament. From what we read, these games were a big thing.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a way for the youth to kind of, like, hang out in the reservation. I mean, I'm sure we can all relate to, like, something similar in our communities to that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Pero su mamá, Paula, la recordó that she was grounded and therefore she could not attend the basketball game.
All Henny said to her mother was, "Okay, mom, I'll be home in a bit." Y esa fue la última vez que Paula habló con Henny, porque al siguiente día, Henny no regresó a casa.
Paula went onto social media to see if Henny had put anything or just to ask around to see if anyone knew anything about Henny's whereabouts. Pero nadie sabía nada.
I think it's really smart of her to go onto social media. Mm-hmm. Porque hoy en día, like... Los niños son muy activos, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, depends on the person también, pero es probablemente que ellos, you know, they document everything, mm-hmm. Instagram stories and everything. Pero lo único que encontró Paula, according to a few articles, was that on December 8th, a video of Henny being jumped by a group of people was going around. It was like circulating. And to be completely honest with you all, there was so little information on this case that it was really hard to like... completely understand, right? Like the full picture. But this video was something that popped up in a few, so we thought we would mention it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y también había artículos con información diferente. Mm-hmm. But I think this is important to note because this shows that Henny did not get the full resources she deserved.
Yeah, it seems like her case wasn't really talked about at all. Mm-hmm. Y Paula y el papá de Henny, Nathan Stops, fueron al Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA, to report her missing.
The BIA is basically the federal authority that's in charge in the reservations. Each reservation has its own committee and department.
And in a podcast that we listened to, Crimes Against Her, explican cómo los nativos americanos no tienen una buena relación con el BIA, which we will get into later.
I think this itself explains why their relationship with the BIA isn't the best. Cuando Paula y Nathan fueron a reportar a Henny como desaparecida, ellos nomás les dijeron que a lo mejor estaba con una amiga o quizás tenía un nuevo novio or just any little mm-hmm. excuse, really.
And I feel like this is a pattern we see within many of the cases that we cover. The authorities always wanting to make up excuses or like delay the time.
Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Like they just shrug it off. Y in este caso, they didn't even care to like, you know, look into it or look into the video that Paula mentioned mm-hmm. and that she saw, you know, on social media.
Yeah. And again, like, it was really strange porque este video, like, it was just kind of, like, dropped. And then it seemed like no one ever did anything about it or questioned it. But, like, yeah, like, si pensamos, Jenny nomás tenía 14 años. ¿Qué tanto son 14 años? Like, todavía era una niña. Like, even if she was with a friend or with a boyfriend, like, I feel like just giving the peace to their parents or just making sure that she's okay.
Yeah, like, now, if you think about it, okay, que a lo mejor está con una amiga o con un nuevo novio, pero eso no importa. Like, hay un video donde, like, la están pegando, la están molestando.
Yeah, entonces, ¿qué es lo que está pasando allí?
Like, eso es suficiente para, like, you know, ir a investigar más. So, thankfully, many volunteers within the reservation came together, and they conducted their own searches for Jenny.
Mientras que ellos buscaban a Jenny, el BIA no hizo nada por ella. And in fact, it wasn't until 2 weeks later from when Paula went to, like, their station, that they finally released a missing persons report for Jenny.
That's a really long
time.
2 weeks. Es mucho tiempo.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's enough time para hacer una diferencia de cómo este caso terminó, to be honest.
Yeah. Entonces, unos días después de que por fin el BIA hizo the missing persons report, on December 27th, uno de los voluntarios encontraron el cuerpo de Jenny cubierto en nieve.
Su cuerpo fue encontrado atrás de una casa en la área de Muddy Creek, which is west of Lame Deer.
Again, like, it makes me mad porque fueron los voluntarios que encontraron el cuerpo.
Not even the authorities.
Yeah. So that just goes to show, you know, like, how much they cared.
Yeah.
And so the police declared that her cause of death was hyperthermia. But Paola was not convinced.
And just, let's take a step back. First of all, Paola wasn't even directly told the cause of her daughter's death by the authorities. The only reason she found this out was because of an article that was published a few days after finding Jenny's body. Pero el BIA a Paola nunca le dijo nada.
Again, tengo que decir... Otra vez que that is, like, not okay. Like, the miscommunication, they clearly don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just so frustrating.
I just don't understand. ¿Cómo si tienes esa información? Like, se supone que los papás deben hacer los primeros in the front line for you to be communicating with.
I mean,
with.
There has to be some type of protocol. Like, okay, you find evidence. You tell the family before you report it on a newspaper.
Right?
You know, like, there has to be some type of protocol. Sometimes, information gets leaked. Maybe that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
But if they know that the information got leaked, then they kind of have to, like, rush over to the parents and be like, hey, you know, like, maybe you saw this information.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to confirm.
It kind of reminded me of Gregory's case.
Mm-hmm.
Que también sus papás no supieron ya hasta el último of their son's passing.
Yeah.
So it's.
Paula dice que cuando ella miró el cuerpo de Jenny, it seemed like she had been assaulted. También dice que, and I quote, "I have pictures of her nose being broken. You can just tell her nose was broke and she had bruises. But they told me that there was nothing on her, that there was no foul play, but she was bruised." End quote.
I feel like if these signs were so clear to Paula to see, I don't understand why authorities wouldn't look into it. Like, a broken nose, that's a pretty severe, like, not severe, but, like, that's a pretty big sign of, ¿qué es lo que pasó aquí? Why does she have a broken nose?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes no sense for her to have a broken nose.
Mm-hmm.
Y también mientras que we were researching... Nothing of a rape kit search came up. Nothing of, like, searching for DNA on her came up. It was just literally they found her body and they said it was that she passed because of hypothermia and that was it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too. Like, no, they didn't even spend, like, resources on her. Like,
yeah,
why
nothing.
Not, you know? They didn't even really question la casa de donde Jenny fue encontrada. And I think un artículo dijo que they interviewed the people who lived in that residence. And apparently Jenny was seeing a boy that lived there. But by the looks of it, it didn't go far.
Yeah, ellos nomás dijeron que Jenny nunca entró a la casa, que ellos no supieron qué fue lo que pasó. Y eso apparently fue suficiente for the authorities to just not... take the investigation further. Like, make it make sense. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she's literally 200 feet away from your house, think about it. Who knows when she really passed away? They never stated, like, how long they believed that she had, like, been dead for, you know? Mm-hmm. And so think about it. Si fueron dos semanas desde que ella desapareció, entonces por dos semanas, quizás probablemente su cuerpo estaba allí. And the people mm-hmm. in the house didn't know.
Yeah.
And even then, the people in the house didn't weren't the ones to see her.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many questions. Feet.
Yeah. So the police did not file any charges for Henny's body because they believed there was no crime and no foul play.
What authorities did say was que la autopsia de Henny también enseñaba que Henny estaba tomando. And I think they said it was like a large quantity of alcohol. Like, it seemed like they were almost trying to infer and make it seem like Henny was too drunk to be cautious of what she was doing. Y que ella misma fue que cayó allí en la nieve y ahí es donde quedó esa noche.
But even then, ¿dónde estaban las personas con las que estaban allí con ella? Or what about the video que Paula miró ese día that Henny was being jumped?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because it seems like she was with a group of people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you would expect her to be with a group of people. So how do you just let your friend just pass out in the cold?
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, if they were all drinking, why did everyone else not get as drunk as her and also, you know, fell asleep there?
Mm-hmm.
Y como muchos de los otros casos, parece que dejan más preguntas que respuestas. The video circulating, again, only came up a few times while we researched this case. And towards the end, it was just kind of dropped. It kind of just, like, that information wasn't even there anymore. And it seems like authorities did nothing at all with, you know, the little information that we did have.
They didn't even begin to investigate her death or anything.
No, yeah. And, like, in an interview, Paula says how she feels like she wasn't even taken seriously. And that's not okay for a parent to say that over, mm-hmm. again, like, the people that are supposed to, like, look after your community, protect your community. It shows, like, there's a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. Y esto es algo que vemos over and over again. And, you know, we say this all the time. It makes us upset.
Which is why we talk about them, you yeah. know, because, like, we have to keep bringing this up.
Mm-hmm. The Native American population sees so much injustice, and we have to bring awareness and be allies.
Yeah. In 2016, the National Crime Information Center reported that 5,712 indigenous women and girls were reported missing.
Y de esos casos, nomás 116 son reportados como missing persons on the database by the U.S. Department of Injustice.
And think about it, like, you go from over 5,000, almost 6,000 indigenous women that are missing, and yet only 116 get reported.
Yeah, like, how does that happen?
And to keep sharing some more facts with you all, 85% of Native American women will experience violence sometime in their lifetime. 85% de nativas americanas van a pasar por violencia durante su vida.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
And the Native American women's killing rates are 10 times more than the national average of killing rates. Pero ellas no más son el 2% de la population en los Estados Unidos.
Again, esos números son muy altos. And for them, you know, to only make up 2% of the population, it should be very alarming, you know? And so little justice is served for the Native American woman. Hardly, like, any of these cases ever get media attention. They ever get solved. And it's really sad.
Yeah. Henny did not get the attention she deserved. Paula dice que si las autoridades hubieran empezado la búsqueda el día de que ella fue desaparecida, Henny todavía pudiera estar viva.
Henny and her family deserve justice and answers. Paula is still fighting to have Henny's case reopen, and she wants a full investigation to take place.
So far, there has been zero responses from authorities. And that's
about it.
That's about it, yeah.
And it really sucks. I don't know. It's like there's just so many cases like these.
Mm-hmm.
So many. And I feel like it is very important for us to kind of educate ourselves on what is happening with the Native American community. You know, a lot of times you see it as something in the past or something that happened in history, but mm-hmm. it's still happening now.
Yeah, es importante hablar de estos temas.
Mm-hmm.
Y, you know, like, in a way, yeah, put pressure by yeah. sharing her name, the cases.
Yeah.
Porque by the looks of it, una familia fighting for justice isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be kind of like a community fighting along with them.
Yeah. Pues en comunidad estamos más fuertes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so thank you for listening to this week's episode. Y para ayudar el podcast crecer, por favor, consideren dejarlos un review en Apple Podcast. We would greatly appreciate it.
So we'll see you all next week. Again, remember, if you guys have any requests, feel free to DM us on Twitter, DM us on Instagram. We're there all the time. And yeah,
we'll see y'all next week.
See y'all next Wednesday.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.